Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right.
6.5 hours in.
Pew, pew, pew.
Sorry, 5.5 hours.
Do you say, how many hours do you say we're in?
5.5 hours.
No, right? But what did you say first time?
6.5. I thought it was
6.5. It's your favourite number, isn't it?
What is that? Is that supposed to be a joke?
No, it's not meant to be a joke. I thought it was your favourite number.
No.
You don't like that?
No.
Do you know what's so funny though? Is that we've been sharing this mic the entire time.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, I didn't like it. It's like sharing a seatbelt on a plane.
What? No, it's nothing to do with safety.
Yeah, I know, but it's like sharing something that was meant to be for one person.
What, like an ice cream?
And it's unsafe if you... And we're all about safety today.
Okay. I remember when my friend got on a flight, he went on Ethiopian Airways.
And do you remember that?
Because he told me the story and I'm repeating it. And he got on a flight on Ethiopian Airways for a 14-hour flight. And he was really hungover.
To Ethiopia?
No, I think it was to South Africa. And he was like, oh God, he was so hungover. And you know, if you're very, very hungover on a flight, you feel a bit anxious and things like that. Anyway, he does. And he got on the flight and was like, oh God. And he went down to, sat down, he was like, oh God. And he looked up and there was no TV screen there. And he was like, where's the TV? There were no TVs on the whole flight. And he was like, oh my God, okay, fine. 14 hours and no TVs. Nothing in the middle of the day. It was like morning flight. And then he was like, okay, God. And then the trolley started coming down. He was like, okay, fine, I'll just have a couple of drinks. That will ease me into it. And he said, hi, can I get like a couple of beers? And they said, oh, we don't serve alcohol on the flight. So he just sit for 14 hours feeling anxious with nothing to do.
Did he not have like a book or anything?
He didn't have a book, man. He didn't have anything. Shit. It's intense, right? Anyway, that was my story. Hope you liked it.
I'd have borrowed like a pen and paper.
And done what with it?
Written stuff.
Okay, you've written a book.
written a book, yeah. You can't get a lot done in 14 hours.
Do you know the person who invented the tampon is a guy?
Yeah, I did know that.
You did know that?
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, I'm going to play a little game with you right now, Francis. You did know that. Do you know his name?
Gary?
Weirdly, yeah. It was Gary. It was Gary who invented it.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little bit of a game now, because we've got literally not that long left. We got some envelopes on the table.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so we got envelopes, and on the envelope, they're white envelopes, and on each one...
Is your sexual health results.
There is a question mark on each of the envelopes, so you're going to pick an envelope, open up, and whatever word is written in there, we're going to have to talk about.
All right.
Very simple. Okay, so why don't you do the picking? You pick one, and open it up.
Oh, someone's... They're not even... Can reuse those.
Go on. Oh, I'm excited.
Just put a stamp on it and then put it in that.
What are you talking about? What do you want to put a stamp on it?
Ian Wright is the word of the day.
Okay, Ian Wright. Okay, Francis, who is Ian Wright?
He's a footballer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a footballer. What team did he play for?
Liverpool?
Yeah, he played for Arsenal.
Arsenal?
Weirdly enough, my first ever football match I went to, Ian Wright was playing. It was Arsenal versus Wimbledon. And Wimbledon, Vinnie Jones was the defender for Wimbledon. Yeah. And Ian Wright was playing. Ian Wright scored, but we lost 2-1. And everyone left the stadium. It was like 60,000 people in the stadium, right? Or I think it was 60 or 70,000 people in the stadium. And I got lost. I got lost. My mum lost me. I was about 6 years old, 5 years old.
Lost you.
She did. My mum purposely lost me in London. No, she did. She lost me, and I was by myself in...
the condom shop.
I was by myself in the stadium, lost, and my mum couldn't find me anywhere, and they had to put a... And it's the scariest thing. Do you remember, were you ever lost as a
kid?
Yeah,
in Versailles, I got lost in the Hall of Mirrors.
And how scary is it?
Well, I was pretty worried, I think. I don't really remember it, but I think all the mirrors as well, I got hidden. I was, like, walking behind the mirrors and got lost. And apparently, like, there was, like, lockdown the Chateau of Versailles.
What, and you just couldn't find your way out?
Yeah, and then I came running down the Hall of Mirrors and found my mum.
It was like a movie? Like,
yeah.
Like, you came running down and found her?
We did actually film it as well. No, we didn't.
But it was a scare. I honestly, for me, it was the scariest moment, losing my parents. I mean, I remember that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's
feeling
horrible
when you feel like you've lost your parents.
It's like the worst feeling ever. Like this Arsenal game.
When you feel lost.
I don't feel lost ever. I just
when you were a kid, you definitely feel lost.
I never feel lost. I feel very, very, very surrounded, which is the opposite of lost.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm surrounded, not lost. What are you?
Surrounded.
Yeah, I'm surrounded.
You always feel like you're about to be ambushed.
Yeah, I'm constantly anxious. But Enright, also, weirdly, Enright never really played for England.
No.
I don't understand why he never really played for England.
He got it wrong.
He got it wrong?
Yeah, so wrong.
Then he got it right. Right, hold on. Okay, that was Enright. That's our football knowledge for everyone right there. That was really good. Right,
exhaustive, actually, really.
Here we go. So the next word that we're going to talk about is wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom. Can I use it in a sentence? Wisdom. How do you spell wisdom?
Wisdom.
Yeah.
W-I-S-D-O-M.
What other word has dom in it?
Condom.
There we go. So I like wisdom. Go on, tell me about wisdom.
Give me something
philosophical about wisdom.
Okay, okay, wait, what is this? There's that popular saying that's like, knowledge is knowing. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.
Is that the saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what? Okay, fine, here we go. What is the difference between a vegetable and a fruit?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
A vegetable. I think something to do with the seeds being on the inside.
Yeah, no, you're close, but not quite right. So a fruit has seeds and a vegetable doesn't.
Okay, but...
But then someone said that to me. They said, what about a chili?
Yeah, chilies are a vegetable.
So why do they have seeds?
Well, that's obviously not the...
It is. 100% that's the case. I'm going to Google this right now for us. I'm so sure that is the case. What's the difference between a vegetable...
Okay, well, how does a vegetable grow then?
From a root.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
and a fruit grows from a tree. Wisdom. Yeah. That's right, no?
Well, then is an avocado a fruit?
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. What's the difference between a fruit and a vegetable? Botanically speaking, a fruit is a seed-bearing structure that develops the ovary of a flowering plant, whereas vegetables are all other plant parts such as roots, leaves and stems.
Yeah.
So where does a chili land? Do you just yawn at my conversation? You just yawned about what I was talking.
So I think based on that definition, chilies are fruits.
So a chili must be a fruit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of made me a bit of a mind.
It's made you a mind.
Made me a mind screw up, whatever it's called. Yeah. A mind thing. Okay, fine. So that's your wisdom. You want to say anything more about wisdom? Come on. Give me something else about wisdom.
Wisdom.
What do you think? How would you define wisdom?
I just did.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Okay, fine. Let's move on. Screw it. We'll just go on to the next one. Here we go. You ready, Francis? We've got another one. Here we go. Plumbers. So apparently a plumber makes £140,000 a year.
What's his name?
Gary. He also invented the tampon. It's his licensing he gets every single year.
His royalty. He'd got a bad deal on that deal.
Yeah. But, you know, plumbers do. They earn a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, plumbers do, of course. Yeah, they are essential, and not a lot of people know how to...
But weirdly, I find this odd, right? So I have my...
Unblock a loo and...
You just use a plunger.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people maybe get it too blocked.
Honestly, I was at Leeds once, and Honestly, I was at Leeds University, and there's something called the Parkinson Building, okay, and... they had like these downstairs loos, and I went to the downstairs loo, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" Like crowding around this like cubicle. I was like, honestly, they had like a red carpet laid out. There's a bouncer on the cubicle. Like you had to pay money to get in, pretty much. It was like a big spectacle. And I was like, "What is this?" So I went in there, and someone had came back to poos. Someone had taken a poo in the loo, and the poo was so big it had gone up the U-bend and it was coming out the water like a snake. It was out of the water. That's how...
What do you mean out of the water?
The poo was out in the water and part of it was coming out of the water. Like it had rigor mortis. Yeah.
What do you mean coming out of the cistern?
No, coming out of the... You know the loo water?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was out of the loo water. It was so big it had come out of the loo water.
Wow.
I don't understand how you don't think that's fascinating.
I guess, you know, you and I have different interests.
Well, it is. And so but I was just that goes back to my whole point of plumbers, that it must be intense to be a plumber when you come across something like that. Also, isn't it weird that, like, when you invite people, like, strangers into your house, like a plumber or electrician or cleaners... Or,
why are you inviting strangers into your house?
I'm not, but it's quite weird. When I always find it odd when strangers come into your house.
Oh, what? Just randomly?
No, not randomly. If you, like, okay, for example, I had the window cleaners come the other day.
Yeah.
And it's quite odd to have people in your house that you don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I suppose if your windows don't need cleaning as well, it's a bit...
You don't find that weird?
Yeah, that's weird, yeah.
So in your house in the country, you don't have random people that come into your house?
Sometimes.
And do you not find it weird?
No.
You don't?
No.
Good. I'm glad your conversation skills are good right now. Okay, let's... Yeah, you're really making it easy for everyone here. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Meringue!
No, I don't like it when random people come into my house. It's unacceptable. Oh, usually they don't come out again.
You bury them?
Yeah.
We always had this at school, actually. It was so weird. We always used to... think... Because I was we both were at boarding school, but we had this thing that you could... commit a murder the easiest at a boarding school because there's so many suspects no one would ever
why are you
it.
Thinking about kind
of no we weren't thinking about it but if there was a
did you murder someone
no I didn't murder yeah that's the big secret I'm hiding from everyone
you murderer
no but it's true you know if there was a sitcom about a murder that happened at a boarding school
a sitcom
yeah or a movie
do you know what a sitcom is
yeah if it's like but it'd be like a really it'd be like a really friendly murder.
It would be a really hilarious murder.
Yeah. Okay, fine. It would be a thriller. It would be a series.
Yeah. Maybe sort of a true crime thriller set at Radley about the boy you murdered.
Yeah, but no, I murdered him. And we used to think
a bit of a confession there.
No, I didn't murder anyone at my school. There was no one died at my school.
As far as we know.
No, as far as everyone knows. But it's more...
As far as everyone knows, exactly.
We used to think about this, like, how would you go and do it? We used to plan it. Yeah. We used to say if we wrote a script, we would come up with the ways of how to do it.
Oh, it was a script, all right, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right, next one. Meringue.
A meringue is a egg-based dessert. Basically, you get mixed white sugar and egg whites, and you beat it together, and then you get a frothy mixture, and then you can cook it and basically dehydrate it into a meringue.
You know you can make meringues now with chickpeas. They're vegan meringues.
No one wants that.
Yeah, but some people do. They are disgusting. They're disgusting. You make them with the chickpea juice.
Look, there's a lot of things that you can probably do with chickpeas that I'm not interested in. That is one of them.
Like what? What could you do with a chickpea?
Probably, you could probably do a lot of things. Like I said, I don't know. I'm not an expert in chickpeas, nor do I want to be. I like chickpeas in hummus.
Weirdly enough, though, I'm not the biggest fan of desserts. I don't really like desserts too much.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Too many camels.
Someone got it. I didn't get it. Deserts. and everyone gets it. That was a good one. I like that one. Deserts, camels. That was great. No, I'm just not a big fan of desserts. but I'm not. I find them too sweet, honestly. Apart from banoffee pie, I love a banoffee pie.
Yeah, you love a banoffee pie.
I love a banoffee pie. Yeah. I had a banoffee pie the other night at midnight. I felt very naughty.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I bet you did.
What else do you eat at midnight? What? Do you?
What does that even... doesn't even make sense.
No, I'm just asking. Do you not have a midnight feast occasionally?
Well, what did I have last midnight? I had...
what did you eat last midnight?
Midnight this morning.
What did you eat this morning?
Actually, I had a bit of ice cream.
You had some ice cream this morning?
I had some... at midnight, I had some... a tiny bit, like a spoonful of cookies and cream ice cream.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah, and then I went to bed.
Yeah. Do you enjoy ice cream more than... do you enjoy ice cream more than sorbet?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What is the difference between ice cream and sorbet? One's made from milk and one's not.
That's it. You nailed it.
Is that what it is? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, man, we've been doing this podcast for 5.5 hours. A little bit of a break.
Nearly 6 hours, yeah.
Okay, gone on to the next one. Here we go. Also, the funniest thing about meringue, I've told you this before, and probably our listeners, when I did Bake Off Extra Slice, I got the two recipes through, and one said loaf cake, and I phoned my mum up and said, oh my God, I've got a loaf cake to make. This is amazing. She went, don't worry, son, I can make a loaf cake with you. It's banana loaf cake. You had it when you were young. Don't worry about it. What's the next one? And I went, I don't know what the next recipe is. She goes, what is that? I went, I don't know. What's a meringue tower? She's like, what do you mean meringue, you idiot? My dyslexia. Here we go. Next one. You ready, Francis?
Yep.
Jamie's mum. Perfect. Yeah. Segwaying in nicely into that one.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, yeah. Well, but Penny Baines now.
Penny Baines.
She's Penny Hill.
Probably doesn't like people calling her Penny Lane now.
Well, no, she did quite like, because it was Penny Lane. Your
stepdad probably doesn't like it. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't mind it. He probably would prefer it. But she went from Penny Hill to Penny... Baines. From Penny Hill to Penny Lane to Penny Baines.
Wow. Do you think she's ever had like an identity crisis? Like all those different names?
I don't know. She had this thing recently, but I said this to you. She had this thing where it was called empty nest syndrome, where she feels like all of her kids have left. And my brother has just now, from yesterday morning, he had his first baby.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm now...
So you're an uncle?
I'm an uncle. Yeah, but I was already an uncle before, but this is... Full blood uncle.
I thought you were a mud blood.
I'm not a mud blood, no. You're just a muggle. No, but I am. So I'm to my little niece who I haven't met called Isabel. Called Isabel.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it actually Isabel?
It's called Isabel, yeah. And
Isabel Lang.
It is called Isabel. Isabel Penelope, after my mum.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, Lang, which is very sweet. And my brother said that it just looks very grumpy at the moment. All it does is just look grumpy. Spencer's
baby. His wife or the baby?
The wife is actually, she's not grumpy anymore. I don't think she was grumpy before. Spencer, the funny story about Spencer had his baby. And Spencer, you know a baby's head can take 10 or 20 kilograms of pressure by sucking it out? Yeah, they put like a Hoover on the head, and they...
Oh yeah, like a vacuum.
A vacuum.
Yeah.
They suck it out. But they did this to Spencer when he had his baby.
They did it to Spencer.
Yes. Spencer went, give me that Hoover. Yeah.
Try it on me.
Yeah. But Spencer's baby was Hoovered.
Hoover.
He's probably really gonna like me saying this, but it's true. The baby was hoovered out, and the baby came out. His beautiful baby, Theo Teddy, came out. And
Theo
what
Teddy.
Happened with the head? The head. got stretched. So the baby came out and Spencer was like, oh my God, it's an alien. And he's like, and he went to the doctor, what the hell's happened to my baby's head? And it doesn't, it has to slowly shrink back to normal. So you get given like this head that's elongated. Isn't that right? That's, yeah, there we go. Some doctors in the house nodding or shaking their heads. There you go.
I guess because the baby's skull isn't completely formed, so it can be molded.
It can be stretched, yeah.
It's like those, what they put the cats in the bottle in Japan and then they grow to the shape of the bottle.
Ah, Francis, here we go. Casablanca. I've never watched the movie Casablanca. Never been to Casablanca. Don't know anything else about Casablanca.
I've been to Casablanca.
Apart from, do you know what Casablanca means?
White House.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. And Donald Trump doesn't live in it.
Donald Trump lives in the White House.
Not in Casablanca, though.
No, not in Casablanca.
Yeah,
no.
So there we go.
No, I've been to Casablanca two or three times.
Where is Casablanca? I feel like it's in Madagascar.
No, it's in Morocco.
I knew it began with an M. Yeah, it's in Morocco. I've been to Morocco. I've been to...
Marrakesh.
Been to Marrakesh. Jimi Hendrix lived in Marrakesh. And it's got monkeys there. But I don't like tagine.
That was an amazing sentence.
Yeah. But I don't like tagine. And then what I didn't realise about tagine is that tagine is just the pot they put it in. That's called a tagine. I didn't realise that. I just don't like couscous.
Yeah.
I actually quite like a tagine, a little clay.
Yeah, they're really useful.
What else do you use?
What else do you use
a tagine for?
You can cook game in there, cook all sorts. Yeah, I like it.
We want to give a big shout out right now while we have a little bit of a moment because we want to don't look at it.
What?
Don't look at it. We want to give a big shout out to how much we've raised today.
Oh yeah, total.
Yeah,
the total amount.
The total amount so far. Well, so we've raised today. We hit our target, which is £20,507. That's what we've raised today.
Is that including the 10,000 from our sponsors?
Just let's not even get into that. I just feel like we've raised a lot of money today.
Yeah.
I just feel like we've raised.
Or is that minus your fee?
Yeah. And once we've had all the overheads out of that, we've made about 300 quid. So also we got to give a big shout out to our competition winner. Because I feel like now's the time, and we want to say our competition winner, and our competition winner, what she gets or he gets. Probably giving away there.
Isabel Lang.
The winner gets to meet Francis and myself and sit with us while they record one of our special podcast episodes and a year's supply of condoms, which is very, very useful.
Yeah, she doesn't need those.
Well, Isabel doesn't. No. My niece. No, I don't think she needs that. My not even one niece. No, she doesn't need them yet. Or ever. But
they'll probably be off by the time she needs them.
Yeah. Do condoms go off?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, that's another fact that you guys should... Condoms do go off.
What do you mean? How can they go off?
Because they have a sell-by date.
Because they break?
Because, yeah... The lube basically breaks...
Oh, using off-lube. The lube, that would be vile.
The lube breaks down the latex, so it becomes a weak and can break easily.
You feel quite smug after that, don't you?
Hey, I'm just full of facts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. The winner of our competition, congratulations, big congratulations to Rebecca Squire. Rebecca Squire, Rebecca? 94. Rebecca, you are, I see a picture of you and your boyfriend. I hope you're using condoms. Do not fear, you got a year's supply now. So, and they're flavoured and they got gnomes on them and they're going to be great. But yeah, there it is. But dude, listen, mate, Francis, we...
Trying to hit the camera.
No, Francis, we've just... Francis, we've just raised... Francis.
We've raised £20,000.
£20,507. We've done that throughout the day. We've done six... We've done six... Francis, stop doing that, please. I don't think I can take it. Just, if you're going to be funny with it, blow it up on your head or do something
that's
with it.
That's not funny. That's slapstick.
Okay, fine. But we've raised £20,507. We've done the podcast for basically 6 hours today.
It's been great.
Five different guests.
Let's do it again.
We're going to do it again. We've had five different guests. We've had all of our experts come on, which is just so great.
I learned a lot.
We're not wrapping up yet, Francis.
I learned a lot.
Forget the pun. We will be wrapping up later with our girlfriends, though.
What?
Well, I don't know. I just made a weird pun there. I'm delirious, all right, Francis? I'm delirious. But I want to give a big thank out to every single person who has been tuning in as well, and every single one of our sponsors, to Dr. Care Anywhere, to MTV Staying Alive, to AXA PPP, to One Condoms, to everyone who's involved, to Spirit Media, to you, Francis, to everyone. It's pretty fantastic. What have you learned today?
I learned...
Good that you're just blanking right now. What have you learned?
God, there's just so much. It's like, where to put my finger?
That's what you say every night. It's so much, but where to...
I learned how simple it is to test yourself for HIV. I also learned that you can take something before you expose yourself to thing, which apparently can stop you getting it, which is quite... I didn't know that. I thought people could take something after they had it, but I didn't realize people could actually take something...
To prevent it.
To prevent it.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And also that...
So with one of those and one of these, you're home free.
Yeah. Well, you should take it and wear a condom.
Well, then you... Yeah.
But also, man, this is the truth of it. And I know we've been joking around today and being a bit silly with lots of different things. It
speak
is...
for yourself.
Well, both of us have. But it is so important because, you know, sexual health is on the rise massively.
What do you mean by that?
Sexual health... It is. What do you mean? It is on the rise massively.
So you mean sexual health? So everyone's getting healthier.
You say what I'm trying to say. Go
so
on.
Do you mean, well, sexually transmitted diseases?
Yeah,
are they on the rise?
They are. They're massively on the rise.
They are on the rise. Yeah.
I think. What are the statistics? One in how many people have a
one
STI?
One in two people have herpes.
One in three people have herpes.
She said.
No, that was my statistic, yeah. One in three
90% of people had herpes.
90% of people have herpes, but it's
That's more than one and two.
Yeah, but as in terms of like STIs, let's move away from herpes, but other STIs.
You probably have herpes.
You probably have herpes.
No, I don't.
How do you know? Let's do a test right now.
I've tested, I don't have herpes.
You tested, when was the last time you tested?
Yeah, you know, well, not since I was last in, not in a relationship, so. But, well, obviously...
Sick. No, I get what you're saying. No, 100%. And I think that, like, what I've learned today, I just didn't realize statistics of the, you know, when we're talking about, what was it in America? In LA, it was black, gay, America. What was it? What was it?
I'm not getting at.
No, there were statistics saying that one in two of them have.
Oh, yes. The statistic, which I believe you're referring to. is that one in two black gay men are likely to have HIV, whereas one in 11 white gay men. Is that right?
Yeah. Which is unbelievably scary statistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And
because it's more under the radar. People don't talk about it as much.
But would you, when you were younger, were you scared about talking about sex and things like that? Or you, I feel like you were quite open with stuff.
When how young?
Well, when you were young, when you were a teen, when did you start getting sexually active? What age?
Well, I I barely have consensual sex, you know.
Yeah, but I started getting sexually active. Just kidding. I started getting sexually active at the age of like 14.
No, I think, yeah, 14.
Yeah, I was not having sex, but I was sexually active, as in I was like hooking up.
Wanking,
with
yeah.
Yeah. I was just. Isn't that sexually active?
Yeah.
What is this? But no, I think I was about 14, 15. I first had sex when I was 16.
You said you were 10 or something.
No, I didn't.
That teacher.
No, far to say. There's nothing to do with that. No, but I did. I think the first time I ever had sex, I was just before I was 16 years old. But I would at that age, I never even thought
about wearing a condom.
Yeah, I didn't. I never did, because I wasn't educated on it at all. No one told me about it. Why? Where would I go and buy them from? How would I get hold of them?
I thought you bought one on the.
I boat. Did, but I was actually told off. I hid it behind the loos at my school and I got
so
caught.
Said, never wear a condom again.
Yeah, what are you doing with this? Don't you dare wear that. But it's true, and now, hopefully, with the good, you know, there are a lot of bad things about our current climate in terms of like social media and internet and lots of things you have access to. And it's probably a lot of bad things you have access to. But a lot of things you have access to is really good. And that is the educational stuff on sexual health and things like that, which was never around.
It's a lot of information on the internet. If you're interested, it's there for you to take in.
You know what I mean?
You could, if you wanted to, become an expert on sexually transmitted diseases. Online.
Just go and read them all?
Yeah. And you don't read them, but read about them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, hey, listen, I feel like...
But, you know, save yourself the trouble. Just wear one of these.
I feel like we...
Or... abstain till you're in a long-term relationship. And
yeah, but no one's going to do that. Now people don't hold off.
Well, there's an argument to that as well, to just not have sex till you're in a long-term committed relationship.
No one's going to do that.
Well, people do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
I feel like the Jonas Brothers did it, and then they backed out when they were like 18. I mean... It's true. The Jonas Brothers, his hand must have been so blistered, and he was literally like, I just can't... go on like this anymore. And he was like, look, that thing that I said about being wearing a chastity ring is
no,
just
people obviously, I would say the majority of people don't, but that's also an option.
Well, if you're a monk,
no, monks would never even get married.
Yeah, but monks don't ever have sex.
No, they take a vow of celibacy, but I'm saying that people can actually just wait until they get married to have sex.
Yeah, but no one's doing that. The whole
people
point.
Do that.
Yeah, I know people do that, but what we're trying to promote now is the fact that like people who
no, I'm saying both. So if you want to have sex before you do that, wear a condom. But there's also the other option, which is not have to have sex until you're married.
Look, I tell you what, I think we've done a pretty amazing job here today.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We've got a couple more minutes left to go. So, Francis, I'm giving this opportunity to ask me any question you want about anything in this world. So go ahead. I know you've waited for this moment, so ask me anything you want.
Any question? Why does it always have to be about you?
Okay, well, we don't. Fine, we'll open up one of these, and here you go. Open up one of these. This is our last envelope that we're going to open up. Okay? This is the last one we have, and this is the last question we have for the day. You ready for this? Yeah. Casinos.
Casinos.
Go.
Casinos. Yeah.
Yeah?
Casino. I've lost some money in casinos. I've won, actually, more money. I think I'm
up. Do you think you have?
I think overall I'm up in casinos.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I used to lose...
Which I think is the general rule with everyone, right?
No, the general rule with...
Sorry, I'm not giving you bad advice here.
No, the general...
I think most people are down.
I'm definitely down. I used to go... When I was at university, I used to go and...
Well, I don't go very much, so they're probably trying to, like... let me win and then until I start coming more and then they'll be like, all right, give it all back.
The first time I ever
it's always just a high interest loan, really.
The first time I ever went to a casino
any winnings
is. It literally is the first time I ever went to a casino was when I was underage. I was 17 and I went and played blackjack.
That's not underage for a casino.
Yeah, it is. You have
16
to be, no 18 is you have to be 18 to go and gamble. Yeah, 100%. And I was 17 when I went to the casino, and I won. I remember I went.
I went to casino when I was 18. When I snuck out of school, went into London, went to the casino, and I won £800.
Yeah, see, that's exactly the same thing that happened to me. But then
I went back to school, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, baller. Here we go. But that's the same. That's the same thing that happened to me
on blackjack.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah. I played blackjack, and I won £350.
I won £800.
Yeah, but that's you card counting. What are you doing?
No, I don't know. I there was really no method to it. I just did it all based on feeling. And then and then actually another time I found £10 on the floor. It was the day of the Grand National, and I was walking past this thing. I was like, oh, I'll put a bet on. I put a bet on Hedgehunter, which won, and I won like quite a bit. And then I took that money, and then I went and bet on the machines, and I won like £1,200 in like the space of like a day, and took all that money back to.
And you're like, God, I'm gonna make a living out of this.
Yeah, I was like, I might just become a full-time gambler.
Yeah, then you realize, hell no. Listen, we want to give, before we finish, we want to give one big more shout out to Dr. Get Anywhere, the amazing platform which you can go online and you can have a GP.
Don't take any gambles.
I'd love how you just cut me off when I'm just in like the middle of like a ramble. No, I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Care Anywhere, who's been partnered with us today. They have an amazing platform.
The stakes are too high.
They have an amazing platform that allows
you
to
get odds.
Allows you to get access to a GP any time of day, anywhere in the world. They are simply amazing. Go and check them out, Dr. Care Anywhere. A big shout out to AXA PPP for donating and just being so freaking awesome. To our sponsors for the day, One Condoms. Not only do you guys rock, you keep everyone safe, which is awesome as well. I love anything that keeps people safe, like nets. Put in latex form.
What do you mean, nets? Like on the side of buildings?
Yeah, I just quite like things that keep people safe. And also to MTV Staying Alive. You guys are doing such a great job. Congratulations on your 20th anniversary with World AIDS Day. To everyone out there who wants to go and check out the Session Health, you know, go and check it out. Be safe. Be protective. Don't be silly.
Protected.
Keep tuning in to Private Parts, our weekly podcast we do every single week with my buddy, me and Francis. Thank you very much for tuning in. That wasn't a marathon. Francis, leave our audience with something inspirational.
I think I'll just reiterate what I said. I don't like these odds. Oh, wait. I like these odds. But don't take any risks with your life and other people's health and safety.
Hoorah! Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.